Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, You're Not Triggered. Your Dysregulated Managing the Nervous System and Regulating Emotions by Maria Kalamy is a short self-help book focused on emotional regulation, trauma awareness, and the body-based mechanics of stress response. Rather than treating intense reactions as a moral failure or a simple problem of attitude, the book reframes them as nervous system dysregulation, a state in which the body remains stuck in survival mode even when danger is not objectively present. Its purpose is practical, to help readers understand what dysregulation looks and feels like, why it happens, and how self-regulation strategies can help restore a calmer state. The book is positioned within the broader field of trauma-informed self-help, but it is especially aimed at readers who experience overwhelm, impulsivity, anxiety, shutdown, or difficulty soothing themselves. Its approach is concise and accessible, emphasizing that the nervous system can learn new patterns of regulation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing triggers as nervous system dysregulation. A central idea of the book is that what many people call being triggered is better understood as dysregulation of the nervous system. This distinction matters because it shifts the focus away from blame and toward physiology. In the book's framing, a person is not failing emotionally. Their body is reacting as if it is in danger. That response can show up as anger, defensiveness, panic, emotional flooding, or complete shutdown. By renaming the experience, the author gives readers a more precise way to interpret their reactions and reduces the shame that often surrounds them. This reframing also makes the problem more workable. If the issue is not a personal defect but a survival response, then it can be addressed through awareness, body-based regulation, and repeated practice rather than self-criticism alone. The book's core insight is that dysregulation is a normal human process, not evidence that someone is broken. Secondly, how the sympathetic and parasympathetic systems shape emotional state. The book explains emotional reactivity through the autonomic nervous system, especially the interaction between the sympathetic and parasympathetic branches. The sympathetic system is presented as survival mode. It prepares the body for action when danger is sensed. The parasympathetic system supports safety and rest when threat is not active. When a person becomes dysregulated, the nervous system can remain locked in survival mode, even in situations that are logically safe. This helps explain why emotional reactions often feel larger than the immediate event that caused them. The book uses this model to connect mind and body, showing that symptoms like racing thoughts, elevated heart rate, digestive inhibition, fear, and rage are not random. They are coordinated physiological responses. That explanation is useful because it gives readers a framework for noticing what state they are in, which is the first step toward changing it. The book is not simply about feelings. It is about the biological systems that organize feelings. Thirdly, identifying the everyday signs of chronic stress and overwhelm. Another important theme is recognition of dysregulation in daily life. The book points to patterns such as emotional volatility, impulsive behavior, difficulty focusing, trouble sleeping, overeating, substance use, and a persistent sense of panic or overwhelm. These examples are important because dysregulation does not always appear as obvious distress. Sometimes it looks like scattered attention, irritability, compulsive coping, or an inability to calm down after minor stress. By naming these signs, the book helps readers connect their habits and symptoms to a larger nervous system pattern instead of treating each one in isolation. This is especially valuable for people who may have normalized chronic tension or assume that they simply lack discipline. The book suggests that these behaviors often function as attempts at self-soothing or survival, even if they are not effective in the long term. That perspective invites more accurate self-observation. Instead of asking what is wrong with me, readers are encouraged to ask what state my body is in and what it is trying to protect me from. Fourthly, trauma, toxic stress, and why safety can still feel unsafe. The book links dysregulation to past experiences, especially trauma and prolonged stress. It suggests that earlier difficult experiences can sensitize the nervous system so that present-day situations are interpreted as dangerous more quickly than they should be. This helps explain why a person may react strongly, even when the current event seems minor to others. The book also emphasizes that chronic stress can be harmful to the body, including the effects of elevated cortisol when stress is not resolved. A particularly important implication is that feeling safe is not always immediately comfortable for someone whose body has learned to expect threat. In that case, calm may itself feel unfamiliar or unsettling. By addressing this paradox, the book moves beyond simple relaxation advice and acknowledges the deeper work involved in trauma recovery. It does not treat regulation as instant tranquility, but as a gradual retraining of the body's threat detection system. This gives the book a more grounded and realistic view of healing than many generic stress management guides. Lastly, simple self-regulation practices as a practical path out of reactivity. The book's practical value lies in its emphasis on accessible self-regulation methods. Rather than presenting regulation as a complex clinical process, it offers straightforward strategies intended to help the body return to a calmer state. The underlying logic is that if dysregulation is a body-based survival response, then regulation must also work through the body. This makes the book useful for readers who want concrete tools, not only theory. It is especially relevant for those who need help with emotional modulation, impulse control, and self-soothing routines. The emphasis on easy-to-understand techniques also makes the book approachable for non-specialists and readers who may feel overwhelmed by more technical trauma literature. At the same time, the book's brevity means that it functions more as an introduction than a comprehensive treatment. Its strength is not depth across every therapeutic method, but clarity about the basic relationship between nervous system state and emotional experience. That makes it a practical starting point for further work. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who struggle with emotional reactivity, anxiety, shutdown, impulsive coping, or the sense that their body reacts faster than their mind can intervene. It may also be helpful for people exploring trauma-informed self-help who want a simple explanation of nervous system dysregulation without dense clinical language. The main benefit of the book is conceptual clarity. It gives readers a new framework for interpreting reactions that might otherwise feel confusing, shameful, or personal. By connecting emotion to autonomic nervous system function, it helps readers understand that regulation is not just a matter of willpower. Compared with many books in this category, it stands out for its concise, accessible explanation of a body-based stress response and its focus on practical self-regulation rather than broad psychological theory. It is not a comprehensive trauma manual, but that is part of its appeal. It offers an entry point that can help readers recognize patterns, reduce self-blame, and begin approaching emotional regulation as a learnable skill grounded in physiology. If you would like to support Maria Colomy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.